G'day everybody and welcome back to the Hardball Gets AFL show. Today we've got the 2 minute warning out of round 5. If you haven't subscribed to the pod wherever you listen, please do that. Leave us a rating, leave us a review, tell your mates. All right, let's get stuck in. This is the Hardball Gets AFL show. My name's Nick Rinn, joined by Xavier Ellis and Ryan Daniels. Gentlemen, what's going on?
Well, I just sat in another half an hour at reception waiting for my swiper to be delivered to me, but...
It's in train.
Is that you still don't have it.
It's coming.
Have you put the order in?
I've sent an email and I haven't followed up the email yet.
Well, that's your job today.
I haven't had a response to the email. Okay, it's on my list.
You got to understand.
It's on my list on a Monday.
You've got to understand. This is the busiest man... in this building.
I don't have time, to hang 10 out the front.
Cam, my head's in AFL Cairns, AFL Sydney, Echuca, everywhere. We'll all put
your head in getting me a swiper. Because every day I walk in and security's like, what are you doing? I was like, mate, I'm here 3 times a week. Just let me in.
You know who you need, Rebecca. She's gone. That's the problem. Yeah, so the harshest security guard in the world, tough as nails, Rebecca, would not let a small child in to find their parent, but loved Zave.
I don't know why.
But just took to him like anything. Yeah, you go through, Zave. You do whatever you want.
Because I remember when you were saying she was as tough as nails and rigid and nothing gets through the keeper. I was like, no, we're not talking about the same person here.
Somebody brought a puppy in once on like a Sunday, right?
And she shot
puppy
it.
To come in and she stormed. The area like a drill sergeant looking at
animals out.
I'm amazed she didn't kill the puppy.
She got the
puppy out, straight out.
Like, really?
Yeah. This is
it's not the Rebecca
enough.
I know.
Plays of business.
She treated you like a little puppy.
I would say too, I said to Josh on the way just before, bit of a colder sort of office space at the moment.
Do you reckon?
I say hello to everybody. Even when I'm like walking through the streets or doing my hill, I always say hello to everyone I walk past, especially if it's like one-on-one. If there's 100 people around, you're going fast-paced.
Sure, of course.
But when I'm walking, I don't get a hello from anyone.
Really?
No one.
Do you think that's a this building thing or is it a you out? Is it a Zave?
No, but I say hello to everyone at the normal workplace. Oh, no, he's here again for a chat.
I don't know. I can't
believe that. Bloke,
you reckon it's me?
Is that bloody Mad Monday,
I'm just saying, if you link the dots right, Mad Monday, you do a few episodes, doesn't get taken. Nick goes for your pass, doesn't come through, and now suddenly no one's saying hello. I'm just reading the play. I'm just saying.
Do you think we're in trouble as a collective?
Are you telling me I'm off the hook?
I'm just saying, you might be off the hook.
And obviously, he started to change his image. He's like, I can't look the same. I've been hanging.
No, he's tucked the shirt in.
And think about it, too. We've been talking about something that we've been trying to get back, the song. Very expensive. Nick and I have mentioned that the one way to get that song is maybe
I'm just joining dots.
That's all I do is
just
journalists.
We do like the new song. The new song pops.
What about?
I like it. I don't like it as much as the old song.
Yeah.
That's the problem. I can't get it back, but I do like it.
What about old Rhino's dressed up? You're not at all.
Slob.
Thanks.
But Rhino's dressed up today.
You're ironing your polos.
And I was leaving today and Em was talking to me and this is how I was coming to work.
You look like Nick. You got a? Is that a wee stain? Did you wet your pants?
You have to change your pants.
Are they the shorts?
No,
they're different shorts. Did you wee yourself? You're a disgrace. It was either wee or it was like oil from a spring roll or something.
Oh, yeah. What? A dim sim.
Unbelievable.
Now, I've actually got some, I've got something to address.
What do you think it is?
Oh, that's that wee. Looks like piss.
That's wee. You know, you got to shake 3 times. What do you just put it straight back in?
Well, I just wasn't paying attention.
I teach my son now, I'm like 3 shakes and then you put it away. Because he would just put it away and that's what he ends up with, a little wee stain. Or he shakes too many times, then we've got different problems. It's 3 shakes and you're out.
Few years left. Yeah, good show last week. I was listening. I had a good listen.
Okay,
liked it.
Did you like
particularly
it?
Like one of the questions at the end. That's very glad mine
was
got through.
That came from you, didn't it?
Yeah. No,
I mean, what was the question?
The guy's name was about him being a glue guy.
Just talking about me being the best glue guy in the business.
Oh, the glue guy.
Yeah, I loved it.
So it was you. Now, but also, I need to mention, so you were away last week.
I was away last week.
And we put in the group chat, we need someone to fill in, Nick's away. And he wrote in the chat.
Yeah.
Personal reasons.
Yeah, sorry, guys. Personal things just come up. It sounded, I was worried.
No, so we're all in here going.
Was it a family reason?
Family reason.
Family reasons just came out of nowhere. And we're like, shit, I hope Nick's okay.
Someone's sick or someone's passed.
Yeah.
I rang you out the goodness of my heart on Friday or Thursday. Yeah. Hey, mate, just checking in. How's the family?
I didn't want to ring because I thought, geez, if it's really bad, I don't want to overstep.
Well, you let me put my foot in and see what's going on. He goes, oh, no, I've been on holidays for 2 nights.
Late family thing. Yeah, late family gathering.
Mate, oh, that's no.
It's called holidays.
No, you just say, guys, just having a couple of days away with your kids or something. You don't dramatise.
Late family. Well, sorry, yeah, it wasn't family. A deliberate.
That could be anything.
It wasn't deliberately misconstrued. Yeah. I just had a late
chance. Mate, I don't audit your leave, mate. Just be honest with me.
Late chance to get a couple of days in Busselton. It was very nice, actually. I
bet it was. Yeah. Very nice. Get a Shelter Brewing.
I got a new hat. A
couple of beers. Okay. Yeah good for you.
I did actually like Shelter Brewing.
Next time, can you just give us some clarity on that? Guys, heading down to Busso for a couple of days. Robbo's going to step in. Maybe just something along those
lines. That's it. It's not hard.
You know, but we're people too.
Well, everyone else was late. I was ready on the Monday. Everyone else coming back from Gather Round.
We were
catering for Rhino's late flights.
Yeah.
I did have some good intel out of Gather Round.
Oh, wow. Here we go.
Most people, you know, when you're a team, like let's say the Channel 7 sport team, you know, you got your camera people, Anna Hayes over there.
We'll randomly
Ryan
pick
Daniels
Channel 7
over there.
Yeah. Anna Hayes, two camos.
Yeah, everybody's
Nick and Josh.
There. You know, it's a bit of bond. Like everybody get together on
let's
the
go
road.
Let's go get a feed or let's
learn
go get a
each
beer.
Other. Yep. You know, really get together.
Where are you going with
probably
this?
Stay in the same hotel.
Oh, yeah. Here we go.
Do you reckon, so you're saying, you know, budget accommodation, times are tight, advertising market's not what it once was.
No, but also you don't need to stay anywhere luxurious, you're just there,
to read
a sport
but do you
and
reckon, so you reckon everyone to stay like the same spot, right? It's easy. You
team, community, and look, I'm open to even jumping in, sharing an apartment.
Share a room. With a camo, you know, two singles. No, two singles, you know. Okay. Yep. So how was, is that what happened? Is that how it went down, Ryan?
Well, clearly you have already done your research. No, look, I don't book the hotels.
So everybody's staying in one hotel.
Ray, our news director, his assistant Toby books the hotels. She may have booked a slightly nicer hotel for myself and
you.
And one of the camos, so he was with me.
Oh, okay.
So Josh was with my camo. And
so
then
Anna
and Nick were in a slightly further away.
Slightly off the beaten track?
I would call it a studio sort of situation where they had one room with a toilet / laundry / kitchen, whereas we had a few rooms and nice and spacious.
But did you share a room?
No, my own space, a little balcony.
So just what was the driving time between the two?
I would just walk to the Oval. It was about 700 metres. They clearly had to
That's so unfair.
I don't book it. I don't
get
book
Ray
it.
On the phone now. I need to bring it up.
Very much looking forward to the grand final, staying at the Hyatt too. Very nice.
Ever since he's been
well
at the
upgraded.
Hyatt, he's been tucking the shirt.
You got to tuck at the Hyatt.
Do you use Dennis's driver? What was his name? Like he used to ferry Dennis
no,
around?
No, I don't get a drive, no. Well, the camo drives because we get a car when we get there and then they drive. Yeah. Anything else you got? Throw
no,
me
that's
out.
All I got.
I don't make the decision.
Yeah, okay.
I just think that's unfair on Anna, to be honest with you.
Oh, she was fine. It was good for her to get away, have a trip, you know. Like
don't you speak for her.
When I started out, I was staying in bloody backpacker joints and behind service stations in Lake Grace. I'll tell you what, this place didn't have a lock on the door and you slept on top of the bed because you wouldn't touch the sheets.
You know what?
So beautiful. I did it tough in my
day.
You
know the one spot that surprised me over the years of going to those, you know, having out of the way, slightly dodgy accommodation? The one I really liked and I didn't have high expectations for was the Halls Creek. It was like Halls Creek Hotel.
Oh, that's not the photo, is it? That's not the photo.
Was a photo.
Funny that Nick's brought up the Halls Creek story.
No, what are we doing there?
For anyone who hasn't heard this 6,000 times, Nick once went on a...
He once wrote a story.
Once did a story.
I did two stories out of it. I did a TV one,
too. Do you know what he's mad? The reason he keeps bringing this up is because he went up there. It was a good yarn. Petrescu Seaton was the main yarn.
Funnily enough.
And he did an interview with him, right? Did a TV story.
Yeah.
First TV story he's ever put to air. Very excited. I helped him with it, manicured.
Did Sam Petrescu Seaton get delisted, by the way?
Yeah.
Is he still there?
Yeah, no, he's gone. He's
I don't
gone.
Know where he's playing.
So he was up and about. He thought it was an award-winning story. Submitted it for the awards. Didn't win. Got robbed. Got robbed that
scared
year.
Scared he got me.
Good pitches, but he's been flat about it ever since. Been flat
I went
about
into that awards
since.
And I was thinking I was coming away with six.
Did you?
What'd you get?
I got two.
I was happy, but you know, it was really...
Hold on, was that the one where you bought your missus?
No, she came to it, like, one of the first ones.
Because, you know, if you bring in your missus, you think you're going to go, okay? Because no one brings their partners to these. No one wants to come to these.
No, she came to
you
one of the first ones. They learn pretty quick.
Like, yeah, it's boring.
Yeah, when you're into you it, put, your missus comes and then she's
You
out.
Have to submit the stuff yourself.
Generally. Yeah. And then you get it nominated.
I have trouble with that.
Usually. Or someone could submit on your behalf.
Mm. I'm about to submit for the radio awards, the ACRAs. My 40-metre sprint race against the Dash Hounds.
Love it. What's that go in, like best like colour piece or something? Is there like a stupidity category?
Something like that. Something like that.
Human versus animal category.
Animal-related.
Absolutely.
That was actually good radio. It was good.
Would you say? I don't think anyone's a winner today.
Yeah.
All right, well, should we just get into it? Has anyone got anything else to table?
I think we've covered everything possible.
Well, who's got GWS? Kick it off there. Top of the ladder.
I've got the Giants.
Oh, we're doing the ladder?
Yeah. Okay. Descending ladder.
All right.
Descending ladder. Okay, so the Giants. Now, unfortunately for the Giants, We spoke last week about their big five.
Oh, yeah.
They've lost two of them.
They've lost two of them. Hey, were you watching the game when Sam Taylor went down?
Yeah.
And what were you thinking?
The very first instance, I actually thought he was having like some kind
seizure
of seizure.
Yeah.
Because his eyes sort of went straight back and then the legs started shaking. I noticed they didn't show it, which was,
no.
You know.
And the coaches were on the field, which I know it's changed a little bit these days because.
Well, I went to Kingsley and he's sort of rubbing his head and I thought, geez, that doesn't look good. But all accounts is he was up and about, obviously, clearly.
A nice photo scans. On socials.
Yeah. We know him. He's a lovely kid and obviously a fantastic player. And just in that moment, you're thinking, no.
That is the only real time that you think about contact sport.
Yep.
I don't care too much for a broken leg or a broken ankle
that's stuff that happens.
A broken arm. Yep. That's contact sport. But when they're out, not too dissimilar to the Fremantle player against Brisbane who.
Oh, yeah, the halfback.
Caught the hip and was out for
Warner.
A long, long time.
Oh, yeah, Carl Warner.
That's another one where you go, geez, that's actually football. How much damage? What do you think? I know head stuff's very different. I would say Sam Taylor won't play for a couple of weeks in a minimum.
Yep.
But then you lose Canelio as well. Or is it just as simple as Josh Kelly goes into the mid?
Josh Kelly more? Into
I mean,
the
it
mid.
Definitely brings him closer to the pack.
Yeah.
I mean, we said two of their A graders are gone for the short term. So Canelio, I'm not up to date on this, but not a knee.
No,
by the
like
sounds
2 weeks.
Of it.
It's like a medial strain.
That is so lucky. It's so lucky.
Yeah.
So that it's a loss, but it's not long term. It's not going to hurt them for long term. In
the stocks.
In some ways, it can help them, right?
Well, there's Carlton, Brisbane, Sydney.
Wow, tough 3 weeks.
Tough 3 weeks.
Yeah, okay. Well, it definitely brings them back to the pack slightly, but to me, they're still the best team. And I think it's one of those years where we have a clear best team.
Okay, it's a clear best team.
Don't you think?
Wow, yeah, I tend to agree,
Yeah, I think there's a gap. All right, Geelong. Now, I'm getting very close to eating the humble pie. Very close. I'm not there just yet, though.
Okay.
I'm not there just
not
yet.
Not ready
because,
to concede.
Well, 5-0, I mean, it's a reasonable start.
Now, let me rattle off the teams they've beaten and where they are on the ladder. St Kilda.
Good team.
12th.
Good team.
They're 12th on the ladder.
Yeah, but that's a good team. They're 12th because they got beaten by Geelong, who are very good team. Yeah.
Adelaide, they're 14th.
Good team. 14th. Big win on the weekend.
14th on the ladder.
Here we come.
Hawthorn.
Bloody well, look, growing in the season.
17th on the ladder. The Western Bulldogs.
Growing pains.
They're good's good.
Yeah. They're 11th on the ladder.
Grand
and then
finalists.
North Melbourne, who are 18th on the ladder.
Well,
they have
look,
not played. They've not played a single team that's in the top 10.
What about old Dockerhead here when the Dockers were 3-0 and the teams they'd played against were all 0-3?
Okay.
And Rhino's like, it doesn't matter, mate. You've just got to put the foot on the throat where you put it down.
No, this is presenting you with facts here. Five teams not in the top 10. Now,
that's because they get pumped by Geelong and then they get they get percentage damage.
Yeah. Now, the next four. Huge. You mentioned GWS. Yeah. They got Brisbane.
Where
they
got, that'd be awesome. Gabba.
That's at the Gabba.
Yeah.
Carlton and Melbourne are both at the MCG.
No, Carlton and Melbourne light work at the moment. Win-win.
Okay. And then Port Adelaide in Geelong. So it's not a super, super tough fixture because of where they're playing, but those are four teams that you would expect to be playing finals.
If they a bit like Freo and Carlton recently, the last 2 weeks. They get through that middle patch, 2-0.
I reckon those four games.
Happy days.
If they're 2-2 coming out of that, then
so that's what I mean. Yeah, 2-2.
Then
they're
7-2 coming out of that. I will say the guys who have impressed me are the guys who have been waiting in the wings: Holmes, Broome, Bowes, Parfitt.
No,
like,
great.
Because like the reason I was concerned was I think Danger's going to drop off. Well, he played well and then he got injured.
Yeah.
Hawkins hasn't been at his best, even though he's been fine.
And Duncan, Cameron's been all right.
And Duncan's been the same. He hasn't been at his best, but he's been fine. Cameron, Myers, and Stewart have been outstanding. All three of those guys.
It's the weight of numbers with those guys through the mid, right? None of them are stars in their own right, but they're
Holmes
all
has been the best so far
good.
Out of all of them, and he can play anywhere. We really like him.
Brian Myers.
Yes. Oh, no.
Yeah, what's going on there?
I love watching him. I love watching him.
Port Adelaide. Now, I blame Josh Gallup for that loss of Fremantle. He did a video during the week with Horn Francis and Bergman. They both step up.
It's
very good. It's quite a bit.
Well, you know how I think it's the advertiser. Couple
that
of times
them?
Got Bergman and Horn Francis wrong on the paper.
On the front page.
Oh, really?
Face is correct.
It's a bit like Staples at West Coast.
Adam Simpson.
They keep posting photos of Stapes.
I saw that.
As it's Simo.
He's got his head down.
Yeah, do they not know it's on Simo?
He's a grey fella.
Yeah.
I saw that. That's very good.
That's very good. Check. It's probably one of his best videos, I reckon. I really enjoyed it. But both those players stepped up for late goals against Fremantle, so it just pissed me off, and I'm blaming him for it.
Bergman looks like a lad you'd like to marry your daughter. I don't know him, never met him.
Good
he just looks like a nice kid.
I would say if they were twins and they were presenting to you, you'd much rather your daughter marrying Bergman than Horne Francis.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
I'm just saying. I'm saying, as a father of a daughter,
why is that?
In 20 years, if you had the, I just reckon Horne Francis is a little bit scruffier.
Changes
a
mind after him.
Right, okay. Bergman looks like he combs his hair.
You know? Okay, like, he does. He washes it pre-game all the time.
I'm not saying he's a better human. Wow. They just present differently. And if they both walked in, I would probably judge the book by the cover straight away.
Yeah.
And I'd get to know Jason, of course, if he, you know. If I'm getting a bit fast-forwarded here.
Yeah,
hopefully no one knows my daughter until she's 37.
So we're talking about those three mids at Port Adelaide. There's a bloke averaging 21 disposals, 6 tackles, 5 clearances this year in the midfield. Who do you think it is?
Willem Drew, is it?
Willem Drew. Mm. Yeah. Yeah, he's really like, he's that kind of defender.
He's in the leadership group.
Underrated.
Good tough ranger. It's like
pretty
the
sure he is.
Queensland State of Origin sides through the 90s. You need one good tough ranger.
He's the guy who, when everyone at the start of the year, and I'm talking, you know, I'm not just being rude here, casuals, when they'll go the best 22 and they'll go, oh, this player, and Drew's out because, you know, because Wines is in, Horne Francis is in. But he's not. He's always in there. Every team needs a Willem Drew.
He's starting more CBAs than Horne Francis because he has a job there.
But there's a stat too, and they said it on the weekend. When he's in there, their win percentage is like number one in the competition something like that. But then the commentator slaughtered it by saying they're 37 times more likely to win the clearance. And I was like, what? You're telling me they've only been running 37 when he's not?
That can't be right.
Yeah,
that's otherwise, you'd be getting 100.
Correct.
When he's 100%. In, they win 237 a game.
Sydney, okay, I just want to quickly say, give him the bullet. I'm sick of these teams being on buys. Oh. The injuries or whatever, give him the bullet. Okay. Done. Are we not mucking around with buys?
We're last buys right now. Last buys?
Yeah, this is the last one. Melbourne and Richmond.
And then we'll run into the middle season one.
Speaking of Melbourne, I would have bulleted them, but I lost the chance just then. Okay, two things I do want to talk about, and I think we touched on this last week. When they don't have Cozzy Pickett, they're not a great side. He is so important to what they do. They're 0-2 without him, small sample size, but 4-0 with him.
Well, they don't forwards are pop.
Well, their forward line is pretty average, very average anyway. Without Pickett causing a little chaos in there, I just think they look so bland and so ordinary. I just think him getting rubbed out every now and then, it just can't happen for him if they want to be a great side.
It's been 3 times in 12 months, I think.
Yeah, he's got to take that
Stop
out of his game.
Jumping into people's heads.
I am way more concerned about other parts of that team.
Well, so I want to talk about Clary.
That's what I was going to mention. I think the off seasons of not being doing the full preseason.
It's caught up. So first two games, 30 touches, 35, 32.5 average. And from memory, his first game, he wasn't superb.
It's good though.
Which one of those two games he was okay, but
the first one.
Yeah.
First one.
Then the next four, he's gone 23, 25, 16, and 18.
Started on the bench too on the weekend. I think he started there the week before.
He's 20.5 disposals in his last four, and he doesn't look fit.
No.
And that's because he didn't really have a preseason.
No.
So it's starting to have an impact now. It's impacting the rest of the midfield.
I agree.
Like a Sparrow, he's having a pretty good year.
Mm.
And it's almost like with Clary there, it's taking away from a bit of him.
Well, I expect him more from Viney.
Viney's down. Yeah. Petrarca's sort of okay, but
well, Petrarca's had a good year, but he's been out of the midfield a bit. And then
I don't like it.
I'm concerned that they've maybe run into a very tough patch of football.
Yeah.
And I think they're certainly not playing their best. I heard Jake Lever say, was it after a win or a loss? And he was like, it was the win. And he was like, yeah, we're still not doing what we want to do yet. We're still not doing it. So
that's telling. Richmond, Geelong, Carlton, West Coast.
So two very winnable games in there and two tough ones. So look, I think they'll play finals. You know, last week after that win, we're all going, hey, are they the team? Are they the team?
Yeah.
It's easy how quickly we can talk ourselves out and into Melbourne. And I think that's A, because of the forward line, and B, because of the Clary situation.
Mm. Carlton. Geez, Matthew, what part of the foot did that connect with Matthew Owies, that like dribble shot on goal late to win that just went about a metre and a half.
To win but didn't win.
I
can't work out how it went.
I have no idea. Yeah. Did he
what about the commentary too? The commentators really worked themselves into a moment and they're like,
there's nothing worse than that.
Yuck.
Pump the tyres.
But I just wanted to talk about the midfield rotation. So Walsh went in, but it was pretty much, so I broke down sort of who was starting at most of the centre-backs.
What's happening here?
Have
you noticed something?
I'm relaxed.
He's taking up the weed. He's in his own.
Something's going on because he's suddenly bringing out research and numbers and this and that.
Maybe it was family reasons. He's been kicked out of home.
Yeah, he's trying to find myself a rental. But it was pretty much Cripps, Hewitt, Walsh, every centre bounce. And then like small cameos of Carroll, Kennedy, and
Cherry didn't play,
Hollins.
Right? Cherry was
laid
out.
And this is my question. Why? Because Walsh came in. There hasn't been a game this year with Chera and Walsh. So do you just, like, obviously one of those guys can bump out, but Do you leave those guys in? How, like, what do you
well, Walsh,
do?
Well, Walsh is an A-grader, so he has to stay.
Yeah, so what do you do with Chera?
Well, you get coaching as well.
Because Hewitt as the – Hewitt's the grunt.
Hewitt's the Drew.
He can go wing.
Although,
wing.
Hewitt, did you see that footage of him letting Isaac Rankin just – Rankin? Rank. Just walk.
I've had a complaint from someone. Nick thinks he – Nick gets far too fancy on Isaac Rankin's name.
It's Rankin.
Oh.
Way too fancy.
I just say Rankin. I don't know why.
And they go for someone who claims him to be their boy – he probably should start saying his name right.
This is my problem because I knew him before people knew his name.
Oh,
so
yeah,
no one didn't know the correct pronunciation.
Paul's Creek or something.
Yeah, he was in the back of the car. He was in the back. He was hiding. No, but he seemed to just let him walk towards the goal. It just that stoppage.
I didn't see it.
So the second last goal, there was a stoppage. He was minding him in the forward 50 and he just let
Not massive on Carlton at the moment.
No, they're still a step off, but I have a little bit more respect. They just have two of the best forwards in the game, so
yeah,
get it in there and they'll do it, do something.
To me, it's still a team led by talent.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Fremantle Football Club.
This would be interesting.
I thought I'd walk in today and I'd have a nice little carton of beer sitting here on the table, just the nice little 24 cans. It just hasn't happened.
Or didn't we double it down or something?
No.
I know you texted me and said,
I just got the one in the middle.
I'll wait for the Geelong one. You know, then if it's...
No, I did. I said, pay me now and I'll give you a chance to win another one back at some stage.
Did you?
Yes.
I thought you said, wait for the Geelong results so then I can have two cards in case it's break even and then you have to go buy me one.
No.
I was flat at teams. I was so flat.
yeah.
But interesting enough, Cubs wrongs in our, comes in every week. And him and I, not back and forth or whatever, but I'm pretty clear that Darcy and Jackson...
Yep.
I think Jackson, both exceptional...
Hold on, Nick, what's about to happen here...
We're going to talk about both.
Is that Xavier is going to, in some small way, admit that he was wrong.
No. Both
just
exceptional talents.
Oh, really?
No, Darcy, best and fairest, 21, 22,
yeah,
whatever
around,
it was.
Yeah, around there.
And then, obviously, Jackson. I think Jackson will play his best football in the ruck. But Caleb has gone at me a few times saying, you've never seen Jackson play forward properly, like as a forward. Yep. They've kicked 63 points, 63 points, 69 points the last, that's the old-fashioned dinner for two, the last 3 weeks. I think Jackson might be the answer to getting to 80 points.
Yes.
Not to being a star
They're
forward.
They're a better side. Okay. Jackson could be a better player as a ruckman, but Fremantle are a better side with him forward.
Yeah, I just think that they still need a forward, a genuine out-and-out forward.
Are you okay?
Yeah, you feeling all right?
Watch those shorts.
The jury is now out.
Okay.
Because they can't score.
They can't score.
Defence is great. Mm. Midfield's top eight, but a lot of good teams have good midfields.
You heard Longmuir post-game, and he said what happens with Jackson is he takes the best defender.
Yeah.
So Amos has been getting smacked by Wietering and Alira and all
these
blokes.
And he's still, not a big fella.
He's not. He's 20.
So he needs to get moving then.
He's 20.
He can't have six touches.
You put Jackson
touches.
Up there all of a sudden. I do feel like the game is passing Matt Tabana by. Mm. So you're replacing Jackson in there and Tabana's coming out of it. That's a big change. It's a big shift. And if Darcy's fit enough, there's a good week for him to come back in because he'll play Bailey with him. So.
Yeah. Mm. Who can, on his day can go okay.
He can go okay, but it's not like he's coming up against Max Gorn.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Tim English, chase
okay,
him.
Okay, Gold Coast Suns, that's me. Oh. Hey, our man, Closey. Again,
he's
gone again.
No, we can't call him out, man.
Barlow's
man. We have to give it to Barlow.
Well, funny you say that because...
Barlow's babies is what the Herald Sun have him as.
Is it? Well, what I've done is I've gone actually back and I thought, the only man who can think of mature age has come in and been like this.
Yeah,
is
Mick Barlow.
So I went back just to see what the numbers were.
Oh, that was good.
So the first two games for Closey, he's averaged 20 touches, 8 marks and a goal and a half.
Yeah.
Very good. Playing on a wing, half back sort of a bit. Barlow, unbelievable. First game, 33 touches, 6 marks and 2 goals. Then he's come out with 34, 8 and a goal. So in his first two, 33 and a half, 7 marks and a goal and a half. Got 2 Brownlow votes in his second game. We'll never see another Michael Barlow.
And it's what Freo needed at the time too. Like
it was.
They had the class. It was a bit of a ball.
I remember that game. Is that Morabito's debut as well? And he kicked one from 60. This Mick Barlow came from nowhere and had 30. I was very excited.
It was high. But great start to his career from Closey. He's going to, as I said last week, he's going to be in that team for a long time. Will Graham, the other one, playing his second game, 14 tackles. No one talks about him. There was Reed and Walter and Rogers who were the
Graham.
Academy picks early.
They were the early ones.
He was the fourth Academy pick 26. So it's still pretty early.
So this is unusual. This is back to back by me. I think I'm wrong on the Suns.
Oh,
because I locked him in as unders and said,
tell you what, he pisses his pants once and that's it.
Yeah, it's not free.
Shit. they do look okay, don't they?
Well, they just That's what a pretty good side should do. Just put 50 points on a side.
Well, we'll get to Hawthorn in a minute. But Noah Anderson as well, just a shout out to him. That was an incredible game against this team that he probably almost could have played for. Just a couple more games and he would have been a father-son. Yeah. 36, 8 marks, 8 tackles and a goal. Clearly best on ground. We talk a lot about Matty Rao. We talk a lot about Flanders and man, Closey. But Noah is having a really good start.
Is he a 1A?
We still haven't worked out if they have one of those yet.
I don't know, do.
But I think if
it is, it's probably him.
I think Noah's got a really good chance to get there.
You reckon he's still got the ceiling?
I really like him. He's still 22, 23.
No, I don't like him. Hey, yeah.
So you hate Noah Anderson?
Nah, his old man's a ripper too.
Is he?
Mac Andrew too, jeez.
Who we got next?
Essendon, sitting in ninth.
The Bullets are on.
Oh, God, I've just got to apologise again here. That's three in a row.
I don't know if you're
not
wrong
lasting
about
long. Great for the engagement when you have a big take like that and then they come out and smash
everybody.
Yeah,
no.
They're going to hate me here too. But like, I think that says more about the Western Bulldogs than it does Essendon. Oof. Right? Essendon's still...
I reckon you tip your hat to Essendon. You can't overlook. They piled on what... 7 goals in a row or something at one stage. Not believe.
Stringer's good.
Someone responded to Hardball Gets and said, Jake Stringer, under the roof, Bulldogs, Essendon, third
contract
quarter, someone needs to win it.
Contract year.
And up comes Jakey Stringer and they're bang on because that's exactly what he does.
That
was made for Jake Stringer that moment.
So just a slight sidetrack. From the game, just a parish follow-up, 13.4 metres per disposal, so he's trending up.
Did he get it? Okay.
He's trending up.
No, he doesn't look...
It's a long handball.
He's not covering the ground well. Because I'm watching him closely because I felt bad after pointing out 51 metres last time. I had an interest on him at the disposal line, and he's not moving well at all.
If he didn't get as much of it, like we wouldn't think about him as much,
yeah,
but he gets so much of it,
he hasn't yet.
Yeah, just
hasn't
this year. Have like 18 and just go, all right, we won't talk about it.
Hey, there's someone we should tip our hat to too, Xavier Duursma.
Yeah.
I reckon he's had a couple of good back-to-back games.
He has. And he got a lot of heat from
Port Adelaide fans. A bit of fitness, bit of love.
Yeah, I think that when he started, he was included in the Connor Rosie and Zach Butters and Xavier Duursma. They're the big three.
Yeah.
And then obviously he got left behind.
Dropped a few times.
But he's showing that he's going to be a good player.
Is it his little brother? I think he's got another. Is there another brother coming through?
There's Zane at North, and then there's a third one who, as usual, he's the best one. It's always the way. They always go a level.
Real concern about Brad Scott's comments on ABC Radio about Taron Thomas. I don't know if you guys saw it.
I did say that.
He's a really good young man. Everyone deserves a second chance.
Do we think that Essendon's going to get Taron Thomas?
Yeah. It's looking like he's trying to set the foundation for that, but I don't know about really good young man and second chance.
I'm a second chance man, but I think the conversation's too early.
It's not a second chance, though.
But
he's still suspended for how long?
To be fair, Brad Scott was probably asked about it. I don't think he organically brought up Taron Thomas.
Yeah, I know. I thought it was very... positive talk around someone who's not playing the AFL for very disturbing reasons.
I haven't seen it, but I did hear it, and I probably would have thought that...
You could choose your language a little better.
I haven't heard it, so I can't comment on what he said, but I would have said probably, I think it's a conversation for 15 weeks, or however long the suspension is down the track. Yeah, I need to see what he's doing off-field to become a better person.
Who's got Brisbane?
I've got Brisbane. All right, the mighty Brisbane Lions.
They're
back. They went in as underdogs, and they did a number. And they did a number as a team, and then all of a sudden they looked like the Brisbane of 23.
They looked exactly like the Brisbane of
23.
It was weird.
They had a horrible record at the MCG.
Someone had a very good first quarter as well, particularly just set the foundation for a good game.
Cam Rayner
in the middle.
Cam Rayner had 10 inside 50s, 9 clearances, almost a triple-double there, just didn't quite get that 10th clearance. Are we drinking the bathwater yet? Or do we still go, oh, God, I need to see it once more? Because all of a sudden, they are back on track. And really quickly, if they get over the top of Geelong, then they get into the Giants. So that's two massives.
Big ones. Got to split them.
Minimum split. Because all of a sudden, the three that they lost earlier are going to bite them fair on the ass.
They should beat Geelong at the Gabba. If they're legit, if they're back, and because Geelong, as I said, they haven't played super teams yet.
Yeah.
So they have to win that game. So if they beat Geelong, they're back.
So if I go to Brisbane and get into the 22-man bath they've got there. It's a big one. Put my SodaStream bottle in there and fill it up.
And I pass it to you.
Are you drinking it?
Am I drinking what's come out of
the Brisbane
your...
Lions bath water?
Not your bath water.
Not my own.
That's what I've seen this morning.
The Lions? Are you drinking the bath water?
If they beat Geelong,
I will drink.
I'll drink. I'll have a
guzzle.
Big sip.
Big guzzle.
Yeah.
Okay. And Rayner?
Oh. It's funny, the two that we've been talking about, like Rayner or Bailey needs to go in the middle, and at Adelaide, you know, Rankin or Richelli.
Yeah, and then
they both happened and they both won.
I'll give you a hot tip. We weren't the only one saying it, though.
Oh, no, no.
I think,
I think we're the only one saying it. And I think Chris Fagan listened to this podcast.
No, but I think every single footballing person who watches is like, why is Rankin not in the midfield?
We'll get to him. It is funny why is Rayner? You can see it from the outside, and sometimes it feels too obvious. The Western Dogs. Bulldogs.
Yuck. And we also don't know what their GPS data says, that they can't run out of sight. But it's easy to throw stuff.
You just need to run out of the stoppage.
Yeah. I really wanted to bullet the Dogs as well.
Do we talk about this on air or is this off air? Nathan Buckley this morning on SEN was really good on it. Talking about, like, it's either, you know, the list management and Bevo and doesn't seem to be talking to each other. Like, he's benching blokes that they just signed to a 5-year contract, like, last year or the year before.
Yep.
Like, everybody... It seems like everybody at the Bulldogs got different ideas.
Well,
is Bevo using the sub in a different way, but not too dissimilar to Geelong are using resting their players and not playing them at all?
Because he's using it as a bullet to say you're not in form, and I don't care how many games you've played. I reckon he's.
Which I don't mind that though. To be honest,
well, it's different to anyone else's user. He's come in and gone, I don't care about your resume. You're not playing well. You're going to be the sub.
I think that's great, coach.
Or you'll be playing in the VFL. But I think the question is, like, there's no one better. Like, they're down on form, but there's no one better in better form. So why, like, these guys are getting punished? And
where's our man, Riley Garcia?
Well, he was very, very good on the weekend again. I think he probably plays this week. He's had a patch of, like, 3 weeks.
You cannot guess the Western Bulldogs.
He's literally banging the door down.
So don't get me wrong, they've been ordinary at times, the Bullies. Yeah. But McRae lifted off the back of being sub.
I thought he was pretty good.
I think
good.
It'd be interesting to see what Bailey Dale does.
Bailey Dale
off the back
so
of
with,
being
with
sub.
Bailey Dale, had Jack McRae, had Caleb Daniel, who's now playing VFL. Yes.
Jeez, that's a big three, isn't it?
It's big. I mean, that long ago, they're three of their best seven or eight.
Yeah. They're all Australians?
I'm pretty sure they've all been. McRae and Dale definitely, I think.
Yeah, Caleb
was
one
at least once.
I've got to audit Nick on that. I don't know.
Yeah, he was.
I'm sure he was, but I just quickly
went through the list and went, who do I consider as absolute?
Well, I say the proof I have for this is an image in my head of him wearing a blazer.
Yeah, actually, I think I can see the blazer
too. A really small one.
Yeah, because he's a good looking fella underneath.
Okay, so I've got Caleb. Sam Darcy, Ugal Hagen, Sanders and Waitman as the four top end talents that they've got that are young. Sam Darcy, Ugal Hagen, Sanders and Waitman.
I don't mind O'Donnell.
As a top end? He's an Australian key back.
I think he can.
Well, you're talking about young guys, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How old's O'Donnell?
He must be 22.
22, 23,
yeah. Maybe not in that.
The cricket thing's thrown.
All Australia 2020. Ones.
There you go. Nick was right.
Yeah, look at this.
But I do picture
that's
the jacket.
That's the only proof I have.
I do picture the jacket.
St Kilda. See him on a page. St Kilda. That's me. So the general thinking has been with Max Gawn, obviously down in round one, but then been the dominant ruckman the whole time. Mm. But I lined up the two players, Roel Marshall and Max Gawn.
Okay.
Roel Marshall's outperforming
him. He's done another one.
Everything.
He's got numbers again.
No, I'm telling you. He smoked something and then had a beautiful mind moment. Russell Crowe just had numbers coming on windows.
On the chalkboard.
Formulas, all sorts of stuff.
It's all coming together.
So line these up. So the only thing Max Gawn is outperforming him in is hitouts. He's getting about 40 a game. Roel Marshall's getting about 25.
Run us through some of the other numbers.
So disposals, Marshall 22, Gawn 19. Clearances, Marshall 8, Gawn 5. Inside 50s, Marshall 6, Gawn 3. Hitouts is what I said before. Tackles about even. And marks, Marshall 6.5, Gawn 5.5.
Okay, so they're all the basic stats.
They're all the basic ones. But the clearance stuff is the thing that surprises me the most.
Where's he sit with the vibe?
Yeah, what about vibe?
I'm vibing it. Well, I told you a general vibe about St Kilda this year is good.
So the vibe out of 10 for Gawn is what?
No, Gawn's like watching him out in a silo and not considering the Marshall thing. The vibe for Gawn is a 9.
And what about Marshall?
Marshall's probably like a 9.5.
9.3 or something.
Yeah. Slightly got him on the vibe.
He's got slightly on vibes. Okay. Yeah. But I think it's just that. And that
so your point
the weekend,
is, your point is what?
16 clearances on the weekend. I'm just saying, I think he's getting lost in the discussion. Everyone just keeps, it's that someone's got to take the jumper off him or the blazer. In the All-Australian conversation. And I think everyone's just assuming, Gawn's really good again. Gawn's All-Australian.
No, Marshall's in front.
I think the perception has been about Marshall that he was a numbers guy. Like, gets a lot of numbers. Like, the fantasy numbers and the stats come off the page.
But he almost got enough numbers to beat.
How much impact was he having
GWS
actually on the games? But I think that conversation's changing.
No, I think it's way different now.
He's probably their best player. St Kilda? Is that fair?
Yeah. Yeah, Steele's been really good.
No, Marshall's better than Steele.
Yeah, no, I mean, just saying. Give Steele a
Brad Hill.
Jesus, how did he go the week?
He's come good.
Brad Hill.
There's one passage where he held it five times.
Marshall's gone miles in front of Tim English at the moment.
Yes.
Collingwood coming off a bye.
Yeah, I've got Collingwood. Now, listen to this next 3 weeks, and some of the games don't sound great. But so Port Adelaide, great game of football.
Great.
Must win again for Collingwood. So there's pressure's still on. Then they roll into an Anzac Day clash with the Bombers.
Anything can happen.
Then they roll into Carlton.
Oh.
So that is a brilliant 3 weeks of footy.
They got to win too.
And the Army needs to come out and get them going because they were pretty poor against Hawthorn in the second half. Really poor against Hawthorn in the second half before the bye. Nick Dacos, I think you let just run wild.
He has to go back to that role, doesn't he? Because it's but I think too, not working.
The opposition let him do it because I am so wary about what Jordan Dugow is about to do.
Oh.
I reckon he's just worked into it. He was ginormous against Hawthorn. A bye freshen up.
Yep.
A big 3 weeks.
So Drew this, has this week
Jordan
goes
Dugowie.
Yep.
If Dacos runs around and has 35, he's a great footballer. Well done. Should have won the Brownlow last year.
Yep.
But his 35 v Dugowie's 27. I know the 27. I'd rather stop.
It's like every touch Dugowie has an impact.
I reckon the only person
whereas
flat
Dacos
about.
Can have a few, which are just transitions.
But you
sort
also assume that, and again, Nick Dacos, I love him. I think he's fantastic. You don't need. It's like the racing on the weekend when Pride of Jenny was 91 metres in front. You didn't need to look what was going on behind. You just knew what was happening. It was Dugowie when the ball goes. I know something good's happened.
So he's Pride of Jenny.
He's Pride of Jenny. Okay. I just know he's a front runner. He's a leader. Like he's just not going to cook it. He's going. Whereas Dacos can do a little. Everyone gets a bit of a touch.
Yeah, gotcha.
And then it comes off 9 times out of 10.
Yep.
Dugowie, I know, forward half.
Did you have some money on Pride of Jenny, did you?
I did. Yeah. In the run. Have you not seen this race?
No.
One of the best races I've ever seen.
I don't get into horse racing too much.
Oh, mate. Jeez.
He said won by 90 metres.
It was in front by 91 metres in the biggest race of the day.
Oh,
jeez. 91. Anyway, Dugowie, stop Dugowie. I think let Dacos go wild.
Okay. The Adelaide Crows, I had Isaac Rankin down there, 23 touches, 3 goals.
Hello.
That was his little moment. Hopefully that's the wake-up call for the season for him because it was a very slow start to the year. Shout-out to Mitch Hinge as well, one of our men.
We like Mitch Hinge.
We did identify
last
year.
Hasn't he been dropped in and out? And...
Huh? No, he's just been going no good.
He's been going no good.
They've all been going no good.
He's been okay. Mate, in a very ordinary team, he's been all right. And I would have thought. No?
Okay.
Well, he's named the team of the week this week.
Who's?
Campbell Browns.
No.
Well, yeah, I think
I picked Brownie up. I had caught up with Brownie on Friday.
Did you?
Yeah.
Was he over here, is he?
Yeah, he did a sporty.
Yeah, okay.
The dog.
That would have been a big night.
No, he's not a big drinker, Brownie.
Oh, really?
One of the great misconceptions.
Yeah.
Not a drinker really at all.
Okay, that's interesting. So, Matty Crouch out for a week. They're not fighting the charge. So this is interesting because I think we've kind of been waiting for the mix-up in the midfield, right?
Yeah.
The Laird, Dawson, Crouch.
Gee, Dawson's is just...
Yes. That's what I got here. So
Dawson, he's the one who was kind of pushed out on the weekend,
well,
wasn't he?
Well, he's 5 touches less a game than last year. He's down about a mark and a half. Mm. Tackles are the same, but his impact is way off.
So, I think people have done more work on him now because the midfield change was like halfway through last year.
I just think there's the wrong
mix
around him. So if you're standing in that midfield and you're going, all right, we've got Laird, we've got Crouch, we've got Dawson, all right, let's make sure Dawson doesn't kill us and those other
blokes.
He's
running around like he's got osteitis pubis.
It's really odd. It's really, but that's, his speed has never been his go.
No, he needs space. Yeah, but he's not around the footy.
No. So I'm hoping that this week, with Crouch out, we see a shift in that Adelaide middle.
I have absolutely zero idea, but I wouldn't be surprised if he's carrying something pretty significant.
Yeah, it doesn't look
right. He can't go from...
Yeah.
We thought he was a top 5 midfielder in the comp.
Yep.
To not playing in a side's midfield who were 0-4 at the time.
Yep. Not even just top 5 midfielder. I mean, we had him as probably a top 10 player, didn't we?
Yeah, yeah.
Who have they got this week? I'm trying to have a look at it.
Do you want me to help you out here?
Yeah, help me out.
The Crows have...
Oh, the Bombers. Friday night footy.
I will officially apologise to Essendon if they get over the Crows here.
Crows can't lose that, can they?
You'd hope
they're
not.
Done if they lose that, honestly. Who we got now?
We're on to... Oh, now I'm looking at the things. Richmond. So this is where all my research comes undone because I looked up at that game sometimes and I genuinely didn't know half those players.
Can I ask, with the over-under, did any of us go over?
I don't think so.
For
Richmond?
In our over-under. 9.5 was the wins. I locked the under, I remember.
Yeah,
that.
I don't know. I danced around with Tom Lynch return.
Yeah,
I took the West Coast tablet I fell for Tom Lynch was going to be back. Presty was going to be back. Hopper was going to be back.
Yeah, all these 33-year-olds are going to come in.
Grimes was going to be back. I felt I took it. I just kept drinking it.
You did. But I think there's some gems in the gloom. That Ben Miller down back, the tall forward, is at least looking okay.
West Aussie?
Kalgoorlie boy.
I only had six kicked on him yesterday, but yeah.
Well, that's,
was he playing
apart from that?
Was he?
At times.
The whole time. For
he's learning the position. Okay, but anyway, I was just going
to
do a handball.
That's a way to put it.
Give us the Liam Baker. Liam Baker, he's out. He's pre-agent?
He's just out of contract.
Just out of contract.
So Richmond obviously want to keep him. I think Adam Uzay said 2 weeks ago, we'll give him whatever it takes to keep him there. And they love him. Leadership group. And he's just one of those players. And you saw it yesterday a couple of times. He makes things happen. He's tough.
I will say, though, and I know it's... He's there because they have significant injuries through the midfield. Yeah, but he's not in the top midfield.
That's not his go. No. His go is to be he's a very good glue guy.
Is he player 10 on a good team, Baker?
Oh, 10 to 15, I think. But
as long as we're not putting him up to the top five.
But if you're a team.
But at the moment, he has to be a top five, and that's.
He does. But if you're, say, because my understanding is Fremantle very, very keen, and they'd be probably ahead of West Coast.
Well, they got three.
Not after yesterday.
Richmond's ahead of everyone, right? They're most likely to sign him, but then I would say, it's Fremantle. And I would say for Fremantle, if you're looking at it going, geez, we need someone who is tough, who can do the little stuff, who can also
win his moment.
Finals experience.
He's perfect for them.
Half forward, they'd be playing him?
I'd be playing him.
Roll through the middle.
Back, half forward, whatever. Just he's everywhere. He's a glue guy.
Do Richmond have the kahunas to make changes?
As in, what else can they do?
Well, just meander along.
We're not wrong on yet.
No, we're not wrong at all. No,
and yes, that is proof in the pudding.
Yeah, absolutely.
Who's up? West Coast.
Is it me? West Coast. Okay. Well, we have to
third last.
We have to give the West Coast Eagles as a football club their flowers.
That first 15 minutes AFL was a bit of a
side, mate. So sitting with Embers, he was like, "This is the worst we've seen it."
Yep.
Of any game
in that first. I think they kicked first four.
And depleted Richmond,
which
you mentioned.
I was sitting in the crowd on level five. Yeah. I brought my kids along. And, oh, my God, the comments from the punters.
Correct.
I thought the place was going to get
so they went in. Earmuffs. They went in at halftime with 68 points.
Yeah.
Over the last two seasons and this start of this little season, so 2022-3 and this season, how many times did they kick less than 68 points in a game?
In how many games? Let's say 25 games?
Well, two seasons, back-to-back seasons.
42.
Okay, so in the last 50, I reckon they've probably gone over 68 twice.
Well, no, it's 27 times they kicked under 68 points.
Oh.
27 times. Wow. Under 68.
In a game, not a half.
In a game. And they went at halftime with 68 on the board. Yeah. And they, funnily enough, the stat could have been so much better, but there was like 69, 69, 69, 70.
They just got to 72.
But 27 in two seasons. They get there at halftime. Jake Waterman, Harley Reid was exceptional. Elliot Yeo, this version of Elliot Yeo, is...
We've got a question about him in the mailbag. So
okay,
we'll dive into Elliot Yeo, but far out he's looking good.
Mm.
And what he...
But now this is a dilemma. Do you trade him?
When he was at his prime, was he under... I said trade him last year.
I think potentially...
For best of both, because he hadn't played.
But. I think potentially underrated East Coast-wise. Yeah. I think over here he was pretty highly rated.
Do you reckon still?
Club champion.
Yeah, I know that, but I still don't reckon people during their prime had him top... You know,
yeah.
They probably would have had Kennedy. I think
you've been on the trade him, get the asset.
No, but that was all. He hadn't played for 2 years as a fresh start.
Watching him and watching what it's doing for Harley.
Yeah.
You can just see there's already this like, you're a big tough bastard. I want to be a big tough bastard. And they're rolling together.
Jeez, he was special, Yoey. Last week at Gather Round 2.
There was that patch of Harley Reid yesterday, which was serious.
Third quarter.
Yeah.
12 touches in the third.
I think 13 in the end. Was it?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It was a lot.
But I will say, just really quickly, they were on their knees, West Coast, early, and they needed to score. And I don't know if you know how they got their scores. Harley Reid broke a Baker tackle a stoppage.
Mm. Yeah.
First goal, second goal, crumb, goal.
Yep.
And all of a sudden, that's what the momentum started.
Same thing against Sydney last week.
And I don't want to give him too much love because he's just out of control.
Was that the one where he ran around Nank and said, actually, I'm faster than
you?
No, different one. We extended a bit there, didn't we?
Well.
All right, let's go to Hawthorn. I think it's me. Mate, Dave, it's getting really hard to look for positives here. I'm going to rattle off the guys that I was excited about to start the season.
Yeah, okay.
You tell me if any of them have shown anything exciting at all.
Yeah.
Connor McDonald.
Oh, playing unbelievable.
James Sicily.
No, he's the main one because, again, we've spoken about Dawson in his, Dawson's role.
Yep. Mm.
For mine, Sicily's that.
Yeah.
It just, by far and away, their best player should just dominate
just down.
And down.
John Newcomb.
Yeah, what's going on there?
No, I think he's a second or third banana. I think I've thought that.
Yeah, but he's a better second or third banana than he's playing currently.
No, like playing, just, no but I think he certainly needs stay back to give him some.
Mm. Weddle.
But, mm. Yeah, it's the second year.
McKenzie, showing nothing.
Yeah, nothing.
And Ward, Josh Ward.
Yeah, I don't want to throw too much shade at the kids. They haven't really launched
and
into the year.
And I'm going to give Dylan Moore a pass at the moment because he had that glandular fever.
He's been okay.
Yeah, he's been okay in moments.
I'm just looking at the injury list. Luke Bruce, Will
give me
Day,
one. Give me one positive.
CJ, Mitch Lewis, Nick Watson, Chad Wingard.
Have you got any positives? Anything at all? Anything you can draw out of this shit show of a start? Mm. One thing. Give me one thing. He can't.
Why are you doing this to
you? You get the number one pick.
Well, he's halfway there. You get the wheeze on the shorts. Now he's going to do the poos. The poos and wheeze. The horse on.
It's actually an interesting race for the number one pick here between Hawthorn, North Melbourne and West Coast.
It's a bit early for that, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, they're going to be the three in contention, right?
Nick's like gonna, who? Nah, Will Day back in 2 weeks.
No, I'm just putting a watch on it.
CJ back in a week. Mitch Lewis back in a week. Chad Wingard in 3.
Yeah.
They'll separate themselves from those bottom two.
I just can't see anything. Mix it up. Connor McDonald in the middle or something.
Okay, I'll ring Mitch then.
Just, can you?
What do you want me to do? Don't complain to me.
We've got to watch these games. We've got to watch these games.
North Melbourne. So Sheezel, big game on the sheet, finished with 38.
Is that
and
all?
A goal.
Is that all?
How many do you think of those were contested?
38 and a goal, I'll say 6.
I'd say 15.
7.
Wow.
Which is kind of this was off the pod, you reckon? We talked about this. But it was is this good for him anymore? Like, he's getting, we know he can do this. That's fine.
We spoke about last week that, a bit like Hawthorn, throw McDonald in the midfield. Put him in the midfield. Because guess what? He might have 25. And then all of a sudden we've got 25 touches in the midfield we didn't have.
Yeah. So I asked, pre-season I did an interview with Harley Reid, and I asked him about Sheezel in the Dacos role.
You're the halfback?
Yeah, and because that was some
did
of the
did the
talk.
Camera make its way to Harley Reid at all?
We couldn't see his answer.
Yeah. Now, apparently Harley Reid was there.
There was
a lot
of talk about the halfback, right, because he was going to play halfback. Yeah. And I sort of insinuated, it's like Sheezel and Dacos. And the way he answered it, he sort of said, it's not really the way I play. Mm. I'd sort of
he's not suited. He needs to be in congestion.
Yeah, and I think the problem with the Sheezel is the same as a Dacos. Is this what they're best at? And does that mean they can't be the dynamic mid?
How do we know?
Yeah, we've got to see.
Well, I don't look at Sheezel and think he's powerful.
No, but how do we know that he... But I look at...
Yeah, but you need some silk in there, too.
I look at Scott Pendlebury.
Yeah.
I look at...
So where would you want to see Sheez?
He's playing in the middle.
On the guts. On the guts,
For six,
I'd
for six
like
weeks.
To see him play.
You're talking fantasy, though.
No, I'd like to see him play the role that Errol played in his first couple of years. Half forward pushing in. Because I feel like if anyone could do it and find space, he's got that in him.
Yeah, but you're getting someone following you there. I personally,
stick
just
in the middle.
LDU, Sheezel, Wardlaw. Mm.
McKercher also has been down. He's back.
McKercher's been down.
Yeah.
McKercher was drafted as a midfield.
Him, but yeah.
I think someone said that when they were saying North Melbourne to get the number one pick, be like, well, number one pick, best midfielder in the comp, get ready to play halfback.
Yeah. So McKercher, he did move in towards the middle, but...
Yeah.
But still,
very early yesterday.
You'd rather have Silk forward half of the ground, right? If you want, they don't have a lot of special...
I don't hate it. I just don't... I don't think we're seeing all of it.
I don't. Look,
fine.
Hey, we've got a second-year player getting 38 touches. Do you want it or not?
Yeah.
Of course you want it.
Yeah. You take it.
But I just think his confidence is up enough now. He doesn't need the big number.
Nah.
That's the two-minute warning for this week. This has been the Hardball Gets AFL Show. Stay tuned. Tomorrow we'll be back with the mailbag. We'll see you then.